seems suddenly complex, invaded, and difficult. And so I decide to walk no further, but, waving to the farmer and his son, who both raise a hand in reply, turn around and follow the path back into the wood instead. In doing so, I make the end of my walk a new beginning. And, as I accept the embrace of the wood once more, allow myself again to be cut adrift in a closer, smaller, more timeless world.
Owen Shears reading his essay in the series Winter Walks. The series was produced by Duncan Minchell. Next week's essays all explore aspects of sleeplessness. Margaret Drabble begins the series describing her insomnia as an old friend in The Darkest Hour. Our essays next week from Monday at 11:15. Here on BBC Radio 3, on 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock, time now for 2 hours of world and roots music with Mary Ann Kennedy.
Shots.
Omer zwei, was machen wir? Zauer erst,
Stühle zu,
oder na,
Feister zu,
oder no,
Zimmer zu,
oder sind wir hier? che smine, ci riveri bella.
A song going back nearly a quarter of a century and more there. A beautifully crazy reworking of a song that belongs to a previous Goran Bregovic incarnation. The Yugoslav rock band Bijelo Dugme. They did the whole mega rock star thing during their 15 years together, bare-chested album covers and all. Chiribiri Bella was the title track from one of their last recordings, and it reappears in this new version on Goran's new and typically idiosyncratic album, Champagne for Gypsies. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3. Welcome to tonight's programme, where my guests are the most wonderful big band Frigg from a part of Finland synonymous with fiddle playing, Kaustinen. We'll be hearing about what makes the place and the music special a little later on. There's also the pick of the bunch from amongst new klezmer releases and a great young Cape Breton band who've made the crossover between the worlds of trad and rock, where many before them have tried and sometimes failed. But let's carry on first with a man who likewise did so much to lead the way in bringing traditional roots into the poppy mainstream, earning him the title at home in Algeria and abroad as undisputed King of Rye. And, well, when it ain't broke, don't fix it. This is Khaled in typical form on his new album C'est la vie and Ana Aşık.
Somewhere, oh, no, somewhere, oh, some minute, no, some money.
Two of the true giants of world music there, starting with Khaled from his new album C'est la vie, and followed up by a recent visitor to these shores for Celtic Connections, Salif Keita, singing there very cutely on Natty with his youngest daughter, and that comes from his new album Tally. This is World on Three with Marianne Kennedy, and from the world music legends then to a singer making his international debut, although he's been well established back home in Cape Verde for many, many years, having grown up on the plantations surrounded by traditional music and song. Here's C'est Louise then with his take on the traditional Gagna Gasta. At sea we earn, on land we spend, and when it runs out, it starts all over again.
Nos vides gagna gasta, sem lembrar na dia de manhã, nos vides passa-sa, com nos bois sabe morrer canada. Nos vides gagna gasta, sem lembrar na dia de manhã, nos vides passa-sa, com nos bois sabe morrer canada. Ganha na mar, gasta na terra, nos vides tradicional. Quando acabar não torna babsca, pois boquinha boa tá esperar. Ganha na mar, gasta na terra, nos vide tradicional. Quando acabar não torna babsca, pois boquinha boa tá esperar. Nos vide ganha, gasta, sem lembrar na dia de manhã, nos leme passa-sa. Como pois sabe morrer canada, nos vide ganha, gasta, sem lembrar na dia de manhã, nos leme passa-sa. Como pois sabe morrer canada, ganha na mar, gasta na terra, nos vide tradicional. Quando acabar não torna babsca, pois boquinha boa tá esperar. Ganha na mar, gasta na terra, nos vide tradicional. Quando acabar não torna babsca, pois boquinha boa tá esperar. Nos vide ganha, gasta, sem lembrar na dia de manhã, nos leme passa-sa. Como pois sabe morrer canada, nos vide ganha, gasta, sem lembrar na dia de manhã, nos leme passa-sa. Como pois sabe morrer canada. Ganha na mar, gasta na terra, nos vide tradicional. Quando acabar não torna babsca, pois boquinha boa tá esperar. Ganha na mar, gasta na terra, nos vide tradicional. Quando acabar não torna babsca, pois boquinha boa tá esperar. Nos vide ganha, gasta, sem lembrar na dia de manhã, nos leme passa-sa. Pois sabe morrer canada, nos vide ganha, gasta, sem lembrar na dia de manhã, nos leme passa-sa. Porque pois sabe morrer canada, ganha na mar, gasta na terra, nos vide tradicional. Quando acabar não torna babsca, pois boquinha boa tá esperar. Ganha na mar, gasta na terra, nos vide tradicional. Quando acabar não torna babsca, pois boquinha boa tá esperar. Nos vide ganha, gasta, sem lembrar na dia de manhã, nos vide passa-sa. Como pois sabe morrer canada, nos vide ganha, gasta, sem lembrar na dia de manhã, nos leme passa-sa. Como pois sabe morrer canada, nos vide ganha, gasta, sem lembrar na dia de manhã, nos leme passa-sa. Como pois sabe morrer canada, nos vide ganha.
Insolente, leal. Un antídoto que calma esas dores de alma. Un fartarte de rir. A ortodoxias en regras que en las horas negras prende candeas para ti. Mujer en nena. Háblame. caverna desertora, a ilusión do cotián. O caos do sistema, cada día un lema, cada verba un imán. A psicose extensiva, fondura máis viva, un sentir a prazer. As mulleres que cantan e as que se levantan, dan ya vida un porqué. Evalúa cordura, magia da loucura neste mundo marrón. En sublime mistura, descaro e tenrura, tinxen todo de cor. O vermelho na estrela, o lilás da subela, do seu mar un azul. Dese mar do que veo e que nunca esqueceu, e a chama desde o sul.
Delicately beautiful Cess or Marie-José Silvar with Fala de Mel, one of several female artists from Galicia who appear on Folmusica's new compilation Cantigas de Mulleres. Maybe not one of the best known names in there, but it also features other high profile performers including Piper, Suzanne Sevian, Ushia and Mercedes Peón. I'm Marianne Kennedy and you're listening to World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3, back in the studio after the live shows at Celtic Connections in Glasgow last month, where in between programmes and gigs and catching up with folk, I managed to get into the BBC's Pacific Quay Studio 1 to steal a couple of hours in session with a stunning young fiddle band, Frigg. They've been described as natural successors to the highly sophisticated contemporary trad sound of the legendary Finnish band JPP, a group with which they share family and musical connections. And once you hear them in action, I hope you'll agree that it's a fair description. It was a morning session, but for a band at one of the biggest winter festivals in the world, they were in very fine and mischievous form indeed, starting off, as they meant to go on, with Boo. We'll be right back. What a fantastic start to our live session tonight. My guests here at Pacific Key are called Frigg. They're from Finland, and just such fantastic high energy music coming from a place with very deep traditional roots. And I'm joined by Antti Järvelä on the double bass and by Petri Prauda, who is the mandolin and sitar player with the band. Tell me a little bit about the background to the band, because there's a lot of innovation, there's a lot of bringing in flavors from other parts, but actually your roots are very traditional.
Yeah, you could say so, because a majority of the band basically, like when it was born, was from Kaustinen and in Finland, and then also Vardal region in Norway. And both of the areas are really rich in old, especially fiddling traditions. So it was pretty natural that we started from those ingredients.
And with the fiddling tradition, is the playing in a string band and in big groups, is that part of it, or is it a solo pastime?
There's both things, but of course this kind of ensemble thing is also quite a modern thing in Finland. There used to be some things like in Kaustinen, like a traditional ensemble of two fiddles, a harmonium and a double bass. But that also is from the last century, and it's not older than that. So the older roots are in solo playing, mostly.
Now, you mentioned Kaustinen there, which anybody who's into Scandinavian music will recognise as one of the real folk festival heartlands. And it's a place that where music has sort of come and gone, and there have been good years and more difficult years for the festival. How is the scene back home today?
Well, I think it's getting much better now, since I think it's all about like taking a good care of the amateur scene, like all around where you want music to live. And that's what our main focus with the festival is at the moment.
So it's as important for you to have non-professionals playing as it is coming as an audience.
Yeah, and I think it's a mix of many, many different things, but I think the power comes from the non-professional scene, because it's the thing that makes it live when you have like very good musicians meeting maybe not so great musicians yet, at least. But also I think dancing and also just like hanging around is a really big thing, like especially when you look at the UK pop culture, for example. I think the music has been always kind of big part of that, and that's also like it's been many songs here that all the people in the pub, they can also participate. So I think it's kind of like interactive thing that should be kept going on.
Well,
around.
I think we should have some more music just now. Petri, would you tell us about this next set?
Okay, we're going to play a tune from Esko in the five-string violin or fiddle or viola. What is it? It's a five-string fiddle, he says. Yeah, so Esko wrote this tune called Rai Rai Rai, which is inspired by a birthday card that we sent him, which had this picture of a really miserable bird sitting in a tree and just thinking to himself, rai, rai, rai.
Which means?
It means like, let's have a good time.
Oh, that's okay, because it's spelled R-A-J-I. And since you're here for the Celtic Connections Festival here in Glasgow, it is also Glaswegian slang for going a bit bonkers. So I think that suits the tune too.
Fantastic!
Frigg Going Raj, or Ride Rye Rye in Glasgow, in session for World on 3 just a few weeks ago. More from them in a while. But after all that rage, it seems appropriate to carry on with a man whose righteous rage spawned a whole new genre of music as Afrobeat became the vessel for his powerful songs against corruption, imperialism and social injustice. 15 years after his death, Fela Kuti's music and politics live on through his sons, Sheun and Femi, and it's even given rise to a Broadway musical, although I'm not entirely sure what he'd have made of that. His entire 50-album catalogue is now about to be reissued over the course of this year, and the flagship release is this double CD compilation of some classic original tracks, The Best of the Black President 2. It's great to have these together on this double album in each of their 12 minutes and more glory. This one is Trouble Sleep Yanga Wakam, The Hassles of Unnecessary Palaver.
Ba-da-da-da. Go bite him tail. Wait till he dey fine.
Palava, he dey fine.
Palava, he go get you. Oh, oh, oh.
Palava, he go get.
Palava, Janet lost him job. Him sit down for house. Him dey think of chop. Mr. Landlord, come wake him up. He say, Mr. Pay me your rent. Wait till he dey find.
Palava, he dey find.
Palava, he go get you.
Palava, he go get.
Palava, he go get you. My friend just come from prison. Him dey look for work. Waka waka day and night. Policeman come stop him for road. He say, Mister, I charge you for wandering. Wait till they find.
Palava, he dey find.
Palava, he go get you.
Palava, he go get.
Palava, Mister husband marry for church. He make big party, then he start to spray. Because him love him wife, this his wife come run away. Bank manager run come, he say me stop pay me your debt. Wait till he dey find the Palavas yo.
Palava, he dey find.
Palava, he go get you. Trouble sleep, younger go wake 'em.
waiting to find.
My lover, he defined.
My lover, he could get you. Oh.
My lover, he could get.
My lover, he could get you. When cats sleep, rat go bite him tail. Wait till he define.
My lover, he define.
My lover, he go get you.
My lover, he go get.
My lover, he go get you.
It's such a gloriously spacious sound. One of the great voices of political protest there. Fela Kuti from The Best of the Black President 2, and the reissue of his catalogue will be giving us a fine excuse to go back to some of the other classic songs over the coming months. And let's continue with the role of music in protest then, and songs of the Arabic Revolution, showcased in the latest Rough Guide collection. It features songs from the very heart of the uprisings, Tahrir Square and beyond, but it also features singers like this next one, May Matar, a Lebanese singer and actress whose song is a stinging response to a hit record that basically told women to forget education and concentrate on being good housewives. Her answer was to brand Mohammed Iskandar as an outmoded, past-it excuse for a man, and to look to a new younger generation of men and women who take pride in a universal education.
We'll be right back.
The London Klezmer Quartet and their debut album Butterfield Green. That track was one called Shiksa Terkisher, a meditation on being a Viking in a klezmer band, written by their clarinetist Susie Evans, who we already know as the leader of another wonderful UK klezmer lineup in Chicoyoch. Before that was another clarinet connection, a real cross-border collaboration for two bands whose music already subscribes to the No Boundaries philosophy. Transglobal Underground meets Albania's Fanfara Tirana in Cabatronics. Caba being apparently a form of Albanian music which was born out of a clarinetist's grief for a dying wife. And first up was Lebanon's May Matar from the new Rough Guide to Arabic Revolution. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on Three, and it's time to return to that glorious session with the Finnish big band Frigg, who came in to the Glasgow studios a few weeks ago to play live some of the material from their new album V, which can mean five, but also, for a band with a truly wicked sense of humour, can also mean an invitation to vacate the premises of the kind that we couldn't possibly broadcast on Radio 3. But for this next piece, they went back to more traditional roots and a beautiful, stately Norwegian wedding march.
Thank you.
a wee oasis of serenity there, just dropping down a couple of gears compared to the crazy tunes we were hearing in the first half of the session. My live guests here on World 1-3 tonight are Frigg from Finland and from Norway, and as I said, a traditional tune there, and as Antti Järvelä and Petri Prauda join me once again over here at this side of the studio, I can find out a little bit more about that tune. It's a wedding march, is that right?
Yeah, it's a very old, like a Finnish-Swedish wedding march. It's like on the west coast of Finland, you can find quite lots of people who have Swedish as their first language. And this is from that region, from Jepua.
And at what point during the wedding would this be played?
Very hard to say. This feels more like a funeral march, like the overall feeling. But I would say that there has been like many different ceremonies in the weddings in the old times. It could have lasted like 3 days, even like the longest and the wealthiest weddings. And quite often, like the saddest moments were when the bride left her home for the last time, basically, and all the ladies from the neighborhood, they were kind of like crying and
well, I did have a picture in my head of the bride rather than the wedding couple. So maybe you're right. Maybe it is from that kind of side of life. We mentioned earlier the region of Kaustinen, and specifically, Antti, your own family. Are they from the village of Järvelä, or do you just share a surname with the village?
Well, it's basically originated like the village with our family. It goes quite many generations back. But one era it was that our village was also named, like it had a Swedish name, and also our family surname was Swedish. And it's about the Wolverine. Many people think that it's about lakes because Järvi is a lake. But like Järv in Swedish, it's a Wolverine.
Maybe there's a flavour of that in the music as well.
Not in this tune.
No, not in that one. Petri, it was good to hear a very traditional tune in this set, but so much of Frigg's music is about innovation, about pushing the music forward into this century. Tell me how important it is that you are creating new music out of these Finnish and Scandinavian roots.
Well, I would say that it's everything. We really like to play every now and then some traditional tunes, and that's where the roots come from. But the only way that any professional or non-professional folk musician can join to be part of the 10,000 years continuum is to make your own version of it. That's how you can really kind of, you take it as your own. And that's how you keep continuing the thousands of years continuum. Every generation has always made their own tunes. And so do we. Imagine a situation where nobody created any more new music. That's, I think, gives quite a good idea of.
That's when it stops dead.
Yeah.
It's clear from the two of you talking about the band's music that the borders between Norway, Finland, Sweden are actually quite vague in terms of the music. The crossing of paths happens a lot. What happens when you take it one step further out and you're looking at Celtic music or British folk music? Do you see a kinship there also?
Well, I think there's really, really plenty of similarities, like further down also Europe. You can go up to northern Spain and you still find lots of similarities. And I think it's been the old trading routes that have taken the music and also the instruments around. And in some places, some instruments have like got rooted better than in the others. But basically, the language is about the same. Even though you couldn't talk in the local language, you can still understand the music that is played all around.
Well, we're very, very glad that your trading routes brought you here to Glasgow for this session. And we'll have one more set. Tell me about this final one.
Well, we'll start with our latest album's title tune, Polkavi. And that's a very, very happy tune, I would say. But there's also the other side of not feeling too happy about something. The composer Ville Kangas, he had a very bad day when he wrote this tune, and we just translated as displacement polka in English.
And I believe that's the very, very polite translation.
I would say so, yeah. We had a little conversation about this earlier on.
Okay, so for Radio 3, yeah, that'll do just fine.
Okay, fine. And then the second tune in the set, it's made by our guitar player, Tuomas Lugren, and it's called Vieriva, and it could be translated as the rolling shot is because of the rock and roll influence it's got in.
And very appropriate to be having a Scottish for the end of this session. Frigg, to Antti and to Petri and the rest of the guys, and Gal, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
thanks a million to Frigg for a hugely enjoyable session, a great laugh to boot, and also to our Radio Scotland audio colleagues doing a great job as ever, especially during the marathon mayhem that is Celtic Connections for them. This is Mary Ann Kennedy on World on Three, and just to balance out all that Scandinavian cheer, here's an equally striking but more sombre sound from a traditional meets jazz a cappella trio from Norway, Eplamoya Songlag, and a mix of modern and traditional legends in their album The Maiden and the Myth. In this track, the utter bleakness of the death of a beloved one is symbolised by Den Svarte Blomen, a black flower.
Den svarte blomen, den hevig funne, ved kyrkjevegen, der han runne. Jeg fann den blomen ved en kyrkjeveg, var det ikke at han vokst der. Jeg ser det gangande ned med stranden, den svarte blomen du ber i hånden, mens ute bottnar det er bare livet som skiller kong. Hvordan er det laget det så stedde? Hvordan er det laget at kjenne? Som ligger på hjärtat di. Om nätten hevig så vonde drömmar, jag tyger ord mot så strie strömmar. Hur kan det vara så strivat där jag ska ro. Regnet silar, nu är det flöme och sjön och bäcken hur forta öke. Ringpipa skri som i nøyva og lomen kaklar når jeg gav. Nå er det bleikna på blom og blai, og ho som sande så brurelai. Det vant å lagna en skjøne nå, men bestemme leikorsta skrive så.
Ground, atoms spinning round and round, scientists monitor reading, searching for the holy grail, the particle or at least the tale of the one that gives the universe its meaning. But what if there's nothing, no big answer to find? What if we
if the numbers really don't add up. Everyone seeks the safe haven, and as they contemplate their ruin, the self-proclaimed smartest people in the room are trying very hard not to sound craven. But what if there's nothing, no pot of gold to find? Blind leading the blind. No one knows nothing anymore. Nobody really knows the score. Since nobody knows anything, let's break it down and start again. Stop pretending we can manage our way out of here. Let's stop defending the indefensible. Let's stop relying on the hectoring of the experts, whose spin just makes our plight incomprehensible. High up on a mountaintop, some with a skinny crop is thinking deep thoughts for us all. Serenity is all around, but if you listen you can hear the sound of one head being banged against the wall. What if our ancestors had stayed up in the trees? We still be weighed down by these worries. No one knows nothing anymore. Nobody really knows the score. Since nobody knows anything, let's break it down and start again.
Following on from Norwegian a cappella was Billy Bragg and the single from his first release in a good while, writing on the album Tooth and Nail about personal rather than political subjects this time around. And the third of the trio there was a terrific young band doing for Cape Breton what the likes of Shugle Nifty and the Treacherous Orchestra have done for Scottish trad. They're called Sprague Session, which features, amongst others, Colin Grant on fiddle, who just happens to be the other half of another terrific young Cape Breton fiddler, Chrissy Crowley, who we met on my Canadian World Roots trip a couple of years back. World Roots tomorrow night, by the way, features the new World Roots Academy protégé, Azeri London teenager Fidan Hajieva, making her debut session for the BBC alongside her mentor this year, Gochak Askarov. So do join Lucy Duran for a very special programme then. In the meantime, we'll carry on with the Scottish connections and a long-time friendship and duo in the form of the Treacherous Boys Scottish-based Irishman, Eamon Coyne, and the voice of Lough, Chris Drever, who hails originally from Orkney. This is their second album together, the title Story Map, reflecting both the musical journey they've been making as well as their pretty organic approach to arrangement. Isle of France is the song, what we now know as Mauritius.
The sky was dark and the night advanced when a convict came to the Isle of France. Around his leg there was a ring and a chain, and his country was of the shamrock green. I'm of the shamrock, the convict cried. I have been tossed upon the ocean wide for being unruly, I do declare. I was doomed to transport for 7 long years. 6 of them, they were past and gone. I was coming home to make up the one. The stormy winds, they do blow a roar, which cast me here on this foreign shore. Shall find a friend in the Isle of France. A speedy letter went to the Queen about the wreck of the Shamrock Green. His freedom came. Absent convict that they thought was lost. God bless the coast guard, the convict cried. You've saved my life. drink your health all in a flowing glass. So here's success to the Isle of France.
Empty dishes are on the table. The bottle is dry. I'm out of conversation and I don't know why. It was a long and rainy winter, or it seemed that way from inside. And the money, it was almost gone, and there was no place left to hide. Longer days and shorter nights, but the hours are just the same. If I don't get away, I'll go insane. Magnolia blossom stink is hanging heavy in the air. And those goddamn whiptail lizard things are crawling everywhere. You talk about the South in spring like it's some kind of song. And that's when it starts to dawn on me, I've been here for way too long. Longer days and shorter nights, but the hours are just the same. If I don't get away, I'll go insane. Talk of many things, of shipwrecks and of loss, and how we ended up like this, like 7 days of moss. Cause here's another southern spring, and I hope it finds you well. And we live to feel the summer's heat and gather tales to tell. Longer days and shorter nights, but the hours are just the same. If I don't get away, I'll go insane. If I don't get away, I'll go insane. If I don't get away, I'll go insane.
The Bean Pickers Union, also known as Massachusetts singer Chuck Melchin and the loose collective of pals that variously play as his band. A singer who grew up in a very musical family, whose nightclub singer mum introduced him to classic jazz performers, while his other musical tastes took him in the direction of Neil Young and Steve Earle. That's from the new album, Better the Devil, following on from his debut from 2007, which likewise made its mark on Americana audiences over here. Before that was Eamon Coyne and Chris Drever from their new album Story Map, and that's out on Reveal Records. My World on Three session in a few weeks' time is also Americana-minded, with an old-time band from the most unlikely of places, the Old Tire Swingers from Fresno, California. And coming up on next week's show with Lopa Katari will be Tamikrest, the Tuareg band who've taken the desert rock which first made its mark with Tanariwen and put their own stamp on it. Here they are from their Tumastin album, with the opening tracks, Fasus Taranet, Her Innocent Love is the Wish My Heart Has Been Seeking to Fulfill.
Oh. Oh. We'll be right back. La forêt, c'est le livre qui me livre à moi le bien, le mal.
La forêt,
c'est le livre qui te livre à toi le sursaut vital. La matière, des fruits, des fleurs, oiseaux, fées, primates et petits poissons dans l'eau, la clé du bonheur.
Ma forêt, ma forêt, ma forêt,
ma forêt,
ma forêt, ma forêt,
c'est ta forêt, la pharmacie du bon Dieu. De ma forêt une poubelle, c'est pas normal. Pollueur d'eau, passeur de fléau, c'est immoral.
Ma forêt,
ma forêt,
ma forêt,
ma forêt,
ma forêt,
la pharmacie. Plein de tuyaux d'échappement, plein de fumée noire, en pleine forêt.
Of course. down on the floor, that bad man, oh, cruel Stanley. Jonah's off the jury, what you think of that? Stagger Lee killed his life by the $5 studs on hand. That bad man, oh, cruel Stagger Lee. Standing on the gallows, head way up high. At 12 o'clock they killed him, is all glad to see him die. That bad man, oh, cruel Stagger Lee.
The Stagger Lee Blues from Mississippi John Hurt, the best known of three bluesmen showcased on this collection from Wolf Blues Classics, and a man whose Avalon Blues was used as a kind of detective clue to track him down in the 60s. And then, having been rediscovered, he enjoyed the most successful, but sadly brief years of his performing career as a favourite of American folk aficionados before he died of a heart attack. Before that was a new Loose Africa release, Destiny, from a Gabon singer, Pierre Akendenge, and Ma Forêt is an eco-tribute to his own upbringing in the forest in a small island in the Ogowe estuary. The first track was Tamikrest, and you can hear them in concert from Celtic Connections on World on 3 with Lopa Katari next week. And this is where I leave you then. Thanks again to Frigg and the BBC Scotland audio crew for the session, to Davy Neal in the studio tonight, and producer Roger Short as ever. I'm going to leave you with a new album from English folk singer and fiddler Jackie Oates, a collection of lullabies from the British Isles and further afield, very appropriate for this time of night. I'm Mary Ann Kennedy. This is When I Was a Lady. Good night, and if you're headed that way, sleep well. Thank you.
Hello, I'm John Shea and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. Later in this part of the programme, Clara Schumann's piano trio, which is just over an hour away, and the Korngold Violin Concerto. But let's start with Mozart and a 2006 concert by the Prague Chamber Orchestra. He was the toast of Prague in the autumn of 1787, thanks to his operatic tale of a stone guest who unexpectedly accepts a dinner invitation and has his revenge on his host, who began the opera by murdering him. The host is, of course, Don Giovanni. The alternative title, The Libertine Punished, does give away the ending, but then the way that the opera's overture begins offers a few clues as well.
Thank you.